Mr. President, Zimbabwe won its independence on the 18th of April in 1980. After a protracted struggle, protracted war against British colonial imperialism, which denied its people human rights and democracy. The West still negates our sovereignties by way of control of our resources, in the process making us mere chattels in our own lands, mere minders of its transnational interests. Mr. Bush, Mr. Blair, now Mr. Brown's sense of human rights precludes our people's right to their God-given resources, which in their view must be controlled by their kith and kin. I am termed dictator, and yesterday you heard Mr. Bush here calling my government the Mugabe regime. Because I have rejected this supremacist view and frustrated the neocolonialists in their endeavors to keep us as slaves in our own country. Mr. President, clearly the history of the struggle for our own national and people's rights is unknown to the President of the United States of America. He thinks the Declaration of Human Rights starts with his last term in office. He thinks he can introduce to us, who bore the brunt of the struggle for the freedoms of our peoples, the virtues of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. What rank hypocrisy. He has much to atone for, and very little to lecture us on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. His hands drip with the innocent blood of many nationalities, and today with the blood of the Iraqis. But he still kills. He kills in Iraq, he kills in Afghanistan, and this is supposed to be our master on human rights. He imprisons and tortures at Guantanamo. He imprisoned and tortures at Abu Ghraib. Take Guantanamo, for example. At that concentration camp, international law does not apply. The national laws of the people there do not apply. Laws of the United States of America do not apply. Only Bush's law applies. Mr. President, the British and Americans have gone on a relentless campaign of destabilizing and vilifying my country. They have sponsored surrogate forces to challenge lawful authority in my country. They seek regime change. They seek regime change. Not my people, but they think they are entitled to change governments, placing themselves in the role of the Zimbabwean people, in whose collective will democracy places the right to define and change regimes, and they want to talk of democracy when they are behaving that way. Let these sinister governments be told here and now that Zimbabwe will not allow a regime change authored by outsiders. Mr. Bush and Mr. Brown have no role to play in our own national affairs. They are outsiders and mischievous outsiders, and should therefore keep out. The colonial sun set a long time ago in Africa. We do not deserve sanctions. We are Zimbabweans, and we know how to deal with our own problems. We have done so in the past, well before Bush and Brown were known politically. We have our own regional and continental organizations and communities. In that vein, I wish to express my country's gratitude to President Thabo Mbeki of South Africa, who on behalf of SADC, the Southern African Development Community, successfully facilitated the dialogue between the ruling party, my ruling party, and the opposition parties, which yielded the agreement that has now resulted in the constitutional provisions being finally adopted. The amendments to the Constitution, which both parties agreed to and which paved the way to the elections for which our various parties are now campaigning. Consequently, we will be holding multiple democratic elections in March 2008. Indeed, we have always had timeous general and presidential elections since our independence. Mr. President, we want to be left alone.